The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. I'm feeling kind of idealistic today. I say that because we got to thinking recently at HouseLogic.com. What would be the elements of the ideal house? I mean, what are the things that really offer value now and into the future? If you could put that all together, what would that look like?
What are your criteria for even what would be ideal house features?
Well, you know, they have to be something that'll satisfy your needs now and in the future. They should be things that function beautifully and really simplify your life. And, you know, I think a lot of these features are pretty common sense and aren't really related to the size of your house, but what they do is add value.
Okay. Now, of course, no house is perfect or totally ideal.
Absolutely correct. But when you're house hunting or looking at the selling points of your existing house, there are a few essential things that are food for thought. So ultimately, you want a home that makes you happy, whatever the features are. And we'd love to hear whether folks agree or what other features they'd put on the list that we're going to run through with you.
All right, so let's dive into this thing. What's the first one?
So the single-level house is resurging in popularity from its heyday as post-war low-income housing. And the reason is because single-level homes tend to be easier to care for. There's no hauling out a big extension ladder to reach the second story, and everything is pretty much within easy reach for cleaning, painting, repairs. And in fact, your inside temperatures are easier to regulate because you're on generally one floor, and that reduces the stress on your HVAC and also the cost of your HVAC. And a single-level home is ideal for aging in place because you have that lack of stairs.
What else here?
So 9-foot-tall ceilings really open interiors without actually increasing square footage, and they also generate a sense of well-being. A survey by the National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, shows a preference for tall ceilings among home buyers. About 65% of respondents say they prefer a house with 9-foot ceilings over a similar house with the standard 8-foot ceilings, and that's up 11% since they last asked in 2004.
Now, you can potentially get that with an add-on.
Yes, or you can just vault your ceiling into the attic if you're okay with the price, because it could cost between $18,000 and $25,000. Not a cheap thing to take on.
What about a southern exposure?
Many benefits to that. So in winter, south-facing windows let in sunlight that converts into free heat for you. And in the summertime, if you plant trees against those windows, your house will stay cooler. Of course, sunlight is a real mood enhancer, especially for those of us with seasonal affective disorder, right? And southern exposure is ideal for solar panels if you want to make your house more energy efficient. Also, houseplants, which improve the air quality in your home, do well in southern exposure, and garden plants will thrive around there.
Give me another.
So maximized insulation. Now, your insulation isn't something you can see, but you sure can feel it. You can feel it by how comfortable you are in your home, and you can feel it in your wallet. Now, you'll get the best return on investment if you max out your attic insulation. If you boost the insulation of an 800-square-foot attic from a what's called an R11, which is just a rating on the quality of the insulation, an R11 to an R49, you'll save $600 annually and pay back the cost in about 3 years. I think you'll also like the next one we put on our list, low-maintenance exteriors.
Oh, that's a good one. Scraping, caulking, repainting, siding is not the most fun in the world. So what are the good options here?
So two of the best are low-cost vinyl siding and durable fiber cement. Replacing old siding with vinyl yields one of the highest returns on investment according to the annual cost versus value report from Remodeling Magazine. And of the upscale projects listed in the report, fiber cement siding leads the pack, returning nearly 80% of your investment.
Okay, we got time for just one or two more.
Okay, so we'll have more available at houselogic.com/radio. And again, we'd love to hear what people would like to add to this list or what they want to take off it. So let me give you one other great feature, and that's ergonomic designs. We're seeing that more architects and contractors are adding the common sense features of universal design. Now, universal design is often something people have in their mind, you know, that goes with getting older, mobility issues, wheelchair accessibility. But it's really more than that. It's just smart, sensible design that functions well for everybody. For example, levers instead of doorknobs, a curbless shower eliminates the potential for trips and falls by everybody, and rocker switches that have a big on and off button that you can flip with a knuckle or even your elbow when you're struggling with bags or groceries works well for everybody.
You know, through all of this, though, I've been thinking I miss the little quirks of homes that give them their charm.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I love quirky homes. They provide individuality and personality, and they keep our homes from being cookie cutter. And those are often the things that sell you, you know, on a house when you're looking to buy, or
yep.
Perhaps it's something you add yourself to really personalize it. Either way, you're able to have your home express the true you, and, you know, that's what makes you love it, right? It feels like your
yeah.
home, not anybody else's, but yours.
Pamela, as always, great information. And for more on these topics, visit houselogic.com/radio, and be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gil.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.